Hello, my fantasy football addicts. It is September the 26th, Saturday, the worst day of the week, obviously, because it's one more day away from those big games tomorrow. And right now, it is the hardest decision of your life. And that's why I'm here, everybody. My name is Theo Pleyalis, and you're listening to the TCP Update, where my job is to help you set those lineups so when you hit save, you feel comfortable and you feel safe. Now, before you go to war, let me prepare you for war, so make sure you have a healthy army to go head-to-head this week. Now, the top stories of the week is Drew Brees hasn't been officially ruled out. He's out. He can't throw. It's over. But it doesn't matter, because guess what? Drew Brees hasn't been Drew Brees so far in the past 2 weeks. Luke McCown, you know the guy in the commercials? He's throwing the ball against Carolina. Good luck with that. Next is running back Marshawn Lynch. Game time decision. Then we have Jay Cutler. He gone. Okay, and it doesn't even matter because guess what? He's facing Seattle's defense if he was. But guess who just got an upgrade? Forte. Make sure you have him. I do, and I'm excited about it. He's going to get carries all day. All day. Next is Alshon Jeffrey out. More good-looking news for Forte. Then you have Jonathan Stewart. He's expected to play. LeSean McCoy. He's listed as probable. Next is Eric Decker. Questionable for the game. Chris Ivory. Also questionable for the game. And then you have the most important person, DeMarco Murray. He had a hamstring injury. He looks like he might play. They say he's likely to play. So you better just keep your eye on that. From the Miami Dolphins, Lamar Miller is questionable for the game. So make sure you do your reaches on him today. Also in the Colts, Dwayne Allen, tight end, is out week 3 versus the Tennessee. And also Andre Johnson listed as probable. Hopefully he can step it up so far because he's been a no-show so far in week 3. Next on the list of the bad is DeAndre Hopkins. He's listed, thank God, probable. He passed his concussion test. That's what they said. But keep your eye out for him. But he has a great matchup against Tampa Bay. Then you have for the Green Bay Packers, Eddie Lacy with an ankle injury. He had limited practices. He's listed questionable. Randall Cobb, no fear. He is probable. Also injured on that high explosive Green Bay Packers team was wide receiver Davante Adams. He has an ankle injury and he's listed questionable for the game. Please watch out for him. Matthew Stafford, banged up, punched up all day on that game, but he's had a rib injury only and he's listed probable against Denver. Hopefully he can bounce back week 3 against that great defense of Denver Broncos. That great defense of Broncos, but that offense of Denver Broncos has been slacking a little bit. The running back C.J. Anderson, I've drafted him and he's been a big disappointment. He's listed probable. But this is it for C.J. Anderson. He needs to step it up against Detroit because he will lose his job if he acts like this. I mean, it's just been a disaster for C.J. Anderson. Hopefully he bounces back this week so I have a better lineup. Next is Luke McCown's brother, Josh McCown, has took the job from Cleveland over Johnny Manziel. So hopefully he can throw those deep bombs to Travis Benjamin because we're all going to have Travis Benjamin. Everybody picked him up fast. And last but not least, Atlanta Falcons running back Trevon Coleman, rib injury. He is listed out against Dallas. And that, my friends, is the herpes of injuries. It spreads and everybody hates them. But that's it, my friends. That's the injury report. That's the bad news of the week. But everything else is going to be good news because now I am going to give you the stud of the week. And let's talk about studs right now. Let's lead the team with the quarterback. Guess what? If you have Russell Wilson, congratulations. He's going to blow up. The line against Chicago is 14.5 with a backup quarterback, and that defense is struggling. So Russell Wilson is going to have a field day. Next is Nate Washington from Tennessee. Marcus Mariota loves him. So that Colts defense, it's been nothing. It's been a dust in the wind. Next is the Colts receiver, wide receiver Moncrief. He's got that speed, and Andre Johnson hasn't been stepping up lately to get that second slot. So watch Moncrief to get that good 60-yard bomb in that game. And then I have, nobody probably knows him, he's my personal favorite, wide receiver from Miami, Rishard Matthews. Nobody probably has him. He has a good first 2 weeks, and Tannehill likes him. He's got a good, decent amount of targets. But trust me, after week 3 and 4, he's not going to be available more. Please pick him up when you see him blow up this week. Then another one is wide receiver Allen Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bad week first game, but he faced a great Carolina cornerback. Now week two, he blew up. And now week three, watch him blow up against that Patriots defense. And then, last but not least, Ted Jr. Ted Jr., let's say why he's a sleeper. He's a sleeper because Cam Newton has no other options. Greg Olsen is the number one, the number two. Cotchery was like 4, 5, 6, 10. He's out now. Ted Jr., I think he's going to get some good targets. He's going to get some good looks against that Saints defense. And without their leader leading that team on the offense and showing them some promise to score some points and win the game, they're going to be pretty depressed. And you know what? Since this is my pilot, I'm going to throw you another bone. Here's the other bone. Corwell from Cleveland, running back. Expect him to do well today. I have high hopes for that kid. And you know what? He gets the attempts from Cleveland. He does. So he's going to have the opportunity to have a good game. And that's all you need. If as long as he's on the field and gets those chances, it's going to happen sometime. And I think this week it's going to happen for him. So make sure that you at least have one of those studs for you, because it's slim pickings out there with all these injuries. Now, before we get to our next segment, the bust of the week, I like to have a little moment. I am right now sitting 1-1, but I am happy. I am so happy. Because guess what? I had the first pick in my draft. First overall pick. And you know who I picked? The greatest running back last year. Who is going to be the greatest running back this year. And he doesn't need to play a full season to prove that. Yeah, I said it. Le'Veon Bell is back. You hear that music? The sweet sound of that music? Le'Veon Bell is back. And he's not going to have an AP day the first week he's back. He's not going to have any rust. This man is ready for war. D'Angelo Williams was able to blow up every week those 2 weeks. And that's D'Angelo Williams. We're talking about Le'Veon Bell, everybody. I am just going to let him destroy other fantasy teams. And that's what he does best. This man had 800 yards receiving last year. 800 yards. That's most receiving yards than your freaking flex players right now. Okay? That's most of your receivers had last year right now. That's crazy. That's how good he is. He's too good. And I can't wait to see what he does next week. That kid is too talented, and I love him. I love him. Now, bust of the week. Da, da, da. The zombies, the dead, the walking dead, the things that kill your team because you think they're going to do great. Okay? And guess what? Some of my busts of the week, they're banged up. And that's why I put them on the list. Because they're banged up and they're not going to play right. Take, for an instance, LeSean McCoy. The Buffalo Bills versus Miami's run defense. Miami's run defense is not the best, but they're up there. They're pretty great. And McCoy, no. He ain't going to do his shady numbers this week. Next on the list is Amari Cooper. Oakland versus Cleveland. No sirree. He's probably going to have 50 yards. If, by a miracle, he sneaks in a touchdown, congratulations. But it's not going to happen, okay? Don't take what you saw against Baltimore and you think Derek Carr is going to do the same thing against Cleveland. No sirree. And then the sad. I mean, this is just sad. Jordan Matthews from the Eagles. I mean, what has been good for the Eagles? They're facing the best defense this week. I don't see how Chip Kelly's going to fire up this offense. I don't see how Bradford is going to change this offense. This has just been a disaster year for Chip Kelly. I mean, right now, I literally see maybe people going into the Eagles stadium right now to tell him to get a new job. I mean, this is probably going to be the worst start for him. He needs to do a Giants year to take an 0-2 team and go to the Super Bowl and beat the Patriots. It's not going to happen, okay? They can't put points on the board. I mean, you can't judge a team by preseason. It's a fact. I'm sorry, but it's a fact. I'm a huge Eagles fan. I should never tell you that in the pilot episode because now you guys all think I'm going to discriminate. But Chip Kelly, you need to start changing this team to get back what this team was all about, winning. We won 10 games last year. This is just disgraceful. We're really going to about to end the NFL season for the Eagles by week 3? Come on. I want to say I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope Jordan Matthews is not a bust. I hope Sam Bradford's not a bust. I hope DeMarco Murray is not a bust. But we got to face it. We have a lot of busts. Andrew Luck. Where do I start about Andrew Luck? I feel bad for the people who drafted him in the first round. Carson Palmer is better than Andrew Luck right now. Matt Ryan is better than Andrew Luck right now. Of course, I don't need to say Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Tom Brady is showing everybody right now why he's pissed off about this Deflategate. Okay? He's pissed. He's been throwing all day, and he's going to win. And that's what he does. He's Tom Brady. Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL. That's who he is. But I don't want to get into that. My last bust of the week is Lamar Miller because he can't run. He has not produced at all. He is just there to take space and then leave again. That's all he does. And he's injured, so he's not going to be able to run that Bills defense. Mark Ingram, New Orleans. Drew Brees is not there. So they know the number one threat on that team is Mark Ingram right now. All right? That's the truth. It's the most dangerous player on the team. And Carolina is not stupid. They have one of the greatest defenses this year, too. They're starting off strong. So, Mark Ingram, good luck getting 50 yards because I don't see it. And that was the bust of the week. Now, top five in each position. For this week, I got Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Palmer, Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, and I want to sneak up there, Cam Newton this week. I think Cam Newton, and he has the history of it. He always does very well against New Orleans. So I have Cam Newton up there. And I know it's more than five, but I have to say this kid's name because a lot of people don't show respect to this kid. The quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, Tyrod Taylor. He's been putting up solid numbers, okay? He's been consistent against good teams. So I know it's more than five, but I had to say it. I like the kid, and I think he's still going to be consistent. And I think with consistency, he is going to have that one huge day. He is going to be able to throw 3-4 touchdowns a game. I just give him time. But he's been consistent. Gives you 20 points a game almost. And, I mean, that's not bad. Not bad at all. For defense, I mean, you have to go with the Jets. I mean, you have to go with that team. The Eagles looked like nothing. The Dallas ripped their offensive line like it wasn't existent. So, you have to go with the Jets, the Seahawks, Arizona, Denver, and the Carolina Panthers are my top five defenses this week. Top five receivers, always, I mean, I don't think I'm going to have to say his name anymore. Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the league, and he doesn't even need to say it or do anything. He's the best. Then you got Julian Edelman. If you're in the PPR league, he gets those receptions. I mean, this guy catches 15 catches a game almost. So he gets you those points. He sneaks up there, and he gets the touchdowns off it. Then you have Emmanuel Sanders from Denver, I love. Julio Jones. Hopefully the injury doesn't affect him. And then I like Brandon Marshall because you can't. I mean, the Eagles hasn't shown anybody to stop. So I got to go with Brandon Marshall. My top five running backs this week, Le'Veon Bell, man. My number one pick. Yes, I'm excited about it. My judgment may be clouded, but guess what? He's going to be the best. And then Adrian Peterson, obviously. Jamal Charles, hopefully he can keep that fumbling under control. And then I love Matt Forte because he's going to be the best player in the game for Chicago right there. So they're going to give it to him every down you can think of. Even if it's 3rd and 15th, it's going to be Matt Forte. And then I don't think he's the top five, but I have to throw him up there. It's going to be Crowell. I think he's the best sleeper this week. He has a good matchup, and he's been consistently getting better. So I'm going to throw him up there. I'm going to take a chance. I could have said Marshawn Lynch, but he, you know, he's questionable. I didn't want to say that. I could have said Latavius Murray from Oakland, but I don't feel it. I just don't feel it this week for him. Next is tight ends. And the number one, obviously, Rob Gronkowski. But when we talk about the tight ends, before I get to the top five, Jimmy Graham, please come back. Please come back, Jimmy. Jimmy, we need you. Unless I'm facing you, then I don't need you. But I knew your numbers were going to fall. I knew it. But, Jimmy, come back. With a real Jimmy, just score a touchdown. Have you seen the end zone? Have you had 100 yards and two TDs? Do you miss Drew Brees? I mean, I miss Drew Brees throwing you the ball. But Jimmy, come on. Russell Wilson, if you don't throw the ball to Jimmy this week against a banged up Chicago Bears team, I don't see anything coming at Jimmy this year. So, Jimmy Graham, I'm putting you in the top five tight ends. Stupid, crazy, I don't care. Because I am throwing my chips all in right now that say you're going to blow up and prove people wrong that, well, we all knew your stats were going to go down, but prove people wrong that you're going to be still the top five tight end. Next tight end, Rob Gronkowski is number one. Then I'm going to say number two is Tyler Effort from Cincinnati, Travis Kelce, and then I'm going to squeeze in Jimmy Graham. And the person who's due to score is Greg Olsen. Come on. Get it together, man. This is it. That secondary is banged up in the Saints. They don't know what kind of plays they're calling back there sometimes. So, Greg Olsen, you better have a touchdown this week. Because I drafted you everywhere also. And that's my episode, okay? It's short. It's funny. And I did this because I did some research. And people talk about football for 45 minutes. They're just yapping and yapping and yapping. And we all can talk about football for that long. I just want to give you something short, funny, interesting, and hopefully that you get a little bit better informed. So I wish you all good luck. Before I say goodbye, I want to say a couple things. I'm going to give you guys gifts, okay? That's how much I love you guys. Even if I don't see you or hear from you, I'm going to give you guys gifts. The first gift is, if you haven't signed up for FanDuel, sign up now. Okay? You have to. It is just so much fun. And it basically just proves your knowledge. All right? Because when you enter your lineup, if you win money, it just shows that you knew better than most people about football. It's a proven fact. I won money because I know better football. I knew the sleepers. I knew the busts. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying when you're depositing your winnings. So if you're new to FanDuel, sign up and make sure you enter the promo code FIREPIT. 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 Because if you enter FIREPIT, you double your deposit up to $200. And it's totally worth it. Okay? If you're going to put $50, at least make it $100. Okay? Why deposit just $50 and not get the bonus? It's not worth it. Just do it. Just do it and enter the promo code FIREPIT. The next gift is, I'm going to give you guys a chance to prove your knowledge. I'm going to have a game. It's not ready yet, but it's going to be ready in 1 week. It's called Bust of the Week and Stud of the Week. I'm going to have a list of 20 players, and they're all going to be good players. And you're going to have to choose who's going to be the stud of that week and who's going to be the bust of that week. And whoever chooses right, I'm going to give them a $25 gift card for each category. So if you get right, that's $50. So I'm going to have it ready on the website next week. But I do need you guys to do me a favor. I need you to subscribe so I know I have an audience. So I know I'm not doing this for nothing. But I just know you guys are going to love this. And I need you guys to tweet me, send me emails, whatever you want to do. I will have everything on the podcast so you guys know where to talk to me. It's the TCP update. It's going to be fun, okay? You're going to love it. And I want you guys to prove me that you guys know football. Prove me wrong about my bust of my week. Prove me right about my stud of the week. Well, time will tell. But I want you guys to do it before before Sunday happens to prove me wrong or prove me right. So, like I said, it's going to be a list of the bust of the week and a list of the stud of the week. And there's going to be a list of 20 players. And if you pick your players, you pick your players before somebody else picks the player. You can't pick the same player. You can't pick the same player as other people. So once that player is taken off the list, you have to pick somebody else. Goes the same for each category. All right. I'm going to have that ready for you next week. I wish you guys luck. I hope you loved the pilot. I hope this was great for you. I just hope that you loved it. That's all. I did this for you guys. Okay. I don't want you guys to be sitting for an hour on your Saturdays wasting your time listening about somebody else. I wanted to do something fast for you and make sure you love it. That's all. I wish you goodbye, and I wish you good luck for this week.